Welcome to another episode of Open Science Radio. This is Conrad, and I am currently at the Wiki site in Vienna. It's the this conference takes place from the 23rd to 25th, 2017, and it's kind of the community meeting of, well, everybody in the huge universe around Wikimedia that is interested in citations and everything related to that, and also Wikidata, which is basically the technology used in that case. It's a meeting that is organized by several people, and I will talk to some of them, and I will also try to get some people heavily involved in this or presenting the projects here. And the meeting itself, it's the meeting of a rather diverse group, and I also will try to address this a little bit and dive into that. This is basically just the initial episode introducing all that, and I might have a handful of interviews with some selected people. So I hope you're looking forward to that. And with this, I stop this episode, and you can just download the other ones and listen to them, because there's the real content. All right, here's another episode of the Wikisite series of Open Science Radio. And with me is Jonathan Dugan. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello.
Jonathan, you are one of the organizers of this event, and I would like to visit with you a little bit what happened here and the whole Wikisite issue and community, actually. So this is the second one. And last time I was talking with Dario and with Lydia about this. And this time I would like to talk with you about the whole event and what happened in the meantime. Let's maybe start a little bit about you. What are you doing?
Oh, well, as you mentioned, I'm one of the organizers of Wikisite. The Wikisite is a community of incredibly diverse folks from a lot of different backgrounds, focused on how do we structure, separate, and open up citation data. And in this case, we're focused on citation data within the Wikimedia Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how is your connection to the community? What is your daily life, or what is your daily business? How are you connected to this?
So I live in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I'm currently between positions right now. Mm-hmm. My background is that I have a science background. I got my PhD from Stanford University in biomedical informatics. I have a very diverse background. I've worked both on the academic side and in business, both for-profits and nonprofits. Most recently, I ran an innovation lab for PLOS. Mm-hmm. It was a group called PLOS Labs, and that was where I first did some professional work on citations. Mm-hmm.
You've been linked to this community since its beginnings. Mm-hmm. And so you can basically describe the development that happened in the recent years. So maybe let's start what kind of happened since last year. So last year we had the first Wikisite meeting in Berlin. Mm-hmm. And in the recent time, a lot of initiatives that were actually started last year now grew, and now we basically are kind of more mature in a way. So what is your opinion, or what your perspective right now on this? So what was the big difference in the recent year, last year?
So going into the first meeting last year, Wikisite was laying foundations at that point. We were essentially starting this sort of story around making citations useful in a different way inside Wikimedia projects. Since that last meeting, over the last year, those foundations have been well laid. I mean, they're basically there. And now we've transitioned more into a sort of a bazaar style. If you look at the sort of open source models for how people self-motivate and jump into projects. But in Wikisite, we're doing that bazaar model on the project level. So there are dozens now. There's many hundred people across dozens of projects that are all looking at the same question of, with citation information within this already very open community, what can we do? What can we show? How can we use it? And it's directly tied to the growth of Wikidata. I mean, essentially, Wikidata is driving this machine-readable aspect of data within the Wikimedia community. And as more and more people understand what Wikidata is, there's tons of use cases that are coming up. I think that there's been a lot of interest in Wikisite simply because in another area, in academic science, citations are so critically important, not just for linking knowledge and showing what we know, but over the last couple decades, citations have transitioned into the way in which academic research is done, the way credit is provided to individuals. And for that reason, citations across the board are interesting to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of a currency in science. I mean, of your kind of, yeah.
It's become that.
Yeah.
It never was intended as a currency. And there's a lot of problems that have arisen because we use it as a currency now. And I think that as we move forward with projects like Wikisite and others in the community that are making citation data open, we're going to find different metrics. We're going to find better metrics, and we're going to find ways of that working with fewer dependencies on specific metrics, which is a complex position. But we have a ton of issues right now going on with citations that we're working to fix.
Mm, absolutely. I would like to come back to the point that you said, basically, Wikidata, so basically, let's say, a kind of semantic database on top of MediaWiki, was kind of the catalyzer for Wikisite. And the idea of, let's say, inside of the different communities of, let's say, in this Wikimedia space was, the idea to have a central point for citation was there for quite a while in different corners, as far as I understood. So maybe we can shed a little bit light on the development. So as soon as Wikidata was developed, people jumped on this, or how did this happen?
You know, that's a great question. I'm less integrated into the Wikimedia communities that make Wikipedia and Wikidata possible. Literally today, I sat in the tutorial to learn more about Wikidata. I do know that different aspects of source metadata within the Wikimedia projects has been incredibly important since the beginning. I mean, the whole premise of how articles are created and data is collected within Wikimedia is dependent upon sourcing. As for the way in which Wikisite will, in the future, work with Wikidata, I think is an open question. There's a lot of citations. There's a lot of bibliographic metadata. And I think that there are some questions of scale. There are questions that are social. Wikidata works because there are human people that make it work. It's absolutely a community, even though the output of it is machine readable and there's a lot of bots and et cetera. It comes down to the people. And we're still working through those questions. I mean, we need things to be more structured and more useful. And how that's going to play out for citations, we're not exactly sure.
And it's also pretty clear that, as you said, it's not only a technical thing, but a cultural thing. Basically, the different communities. Actually, we are, it's sometimes hard to say, are we one community? Are we a potpourri of different communities? I mean, just looking at this conference, I think you had one of your first slides where, okay, who is a librarian, who's a scientist, and so on. It was amazing that we have so many different people that you guys basically brought together and with one aim to, well, solve this issue on the long term. What is your strategy regarding this? I'm not sure if you have any. Or what is your basic idea behind connecting these different sub communities, or however we would call that?
Right. That's a great question. One of the benefits to this meeting is bringing together people that have incredibly diverse backgrounds. We have, as you mentioned, a lot of librarians. We have academic researchers. We have people from Wikipedia and Wikidata communities. We have programmers. We have data visualization folks. And it's actually the intersection of all of those expertise that need to come together to work on these really difficult problems. One of the speakers today brought up this question of what is Wikisite? I have my own opinions. But I think that, like a lot of these other projects, it's going to depend on the people at the table. So we've been incredibly lucky to have some amazing funders to put these two meetings on. I'll give a shout out to the Moore Foundation, the Sloan Foundation, and the Simons Foundation, who have been incredibly helpful in putting these meetings on. But for the most part, beyond putting these meetings on, everybody that's involved, from the organizers to everyone working on these projects, are doing things on a volunteer basis and as maybe parts of their work. But Wikisite isn't hiring people. Wikisite isn't sort of creating any authority structure to tell people what needs to happen. I see Wikisite as one facet of a growing set of projects that are all sort of headed in the same direction of the tide. And that direction is connected to linked open data and making knowledge accessible for all of us. And Wikisite holds, as I say, one facet of that, which is not just making the knowledge accessible, but how we know that knowledge. And those are huge questions. I think anyone that tried to come to those kind of questions and say, "Well, we're going to create something and we're going to figure it out," is missing, the serendipity of how people can work together. So at this point, for me, I see Wikisite as a mechanism where people can come together from very diverse communities to cooperate on coordinating those different kinds of projects to reach those goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we saw, and we also discussed how tough this is, because there's no real governance, basically, right? It's different interest groups come together and try to make this happen. Everybody with his or her own ideas and needs regarding this, and basically this Wikisite tries to, find a solution that is kind of consensus or helps all of them together. And this is basically the Wikisite I see as a platform for finding this together. And it will be a rather long process as far as I see, right? Because it's rather complicated.
The governance, let me just jump in. The governance at this point is incredibly simple. There's an organizing committee that now includes 6 people. It's a flat committee. We all cooperate and work together. We have the support of the Wikimedia Foundation in the United States, who's sort of, I guess, under their rubric, we're actually operating, and we're solving a problem that the Wikimedia Foundation needs solved. I mean, how does the Wikimedia community handle unstructured citation data? Mm-hmm. Beyond that, we've explicitly tried not to put in any authority structure, any governance. It's, we're cooperating to make this happen.
Mm-hmm. Which is very good to hear all the voices, but on the other end can be problematic if there are too many voices and if they are conflicting. But this is part of the whole community. This is how Wikipedia in general works and the whole community around it, and rather successfully works, right? Sure, a dictatorship is always more efficient, but it's maybe on the long run not ideal.
We had a talk today that argued that having a diverse set of people working together to get a knowledge set created a higher quality output. And I think that is the strength of diversity, is you get better results when you include really diverse opinions.
Right. Although it needs more energy, but it's worth it, basically. So maybe have a look a little bit about the stats here. So how many people are we here, and how is this everything organized here?
So we had 92 people here for 3 days. We had 16 different talks in the first day. The second day, we had a series of planning and strategy sessions that were sort of more long-term, looking out at sort of the 6-month to 5-year horizon, creating specific recommendations and policies. And the third day, we focused on a hack day. What can we implement today? What can we actually get done? And can we get the people that are working in all these various projects FaceTime together?
And I mean, I'm actually rather astonished. I mean, you did such a great job organizing all that, and also these different types of activities, right? And the first some talks with a lot of feedback for these people, and then the second day the summit where we really sit together and you basically you can talk about the topics that are important for you and try to shape the future direction of the community by contributing to this. And it's really well organized. So thank you, Jonathan, and all the other organizers. But also, you see how the community itself is very open and very friendly. And this is really great to be part of that. I really appreciate this. And we have not mentioned, we are here in beautiful Vienna. So this is also well chosen place, basically. What is your vision maybe for the next 2, maybe 5 years? I mean, what would you love to see? What do you think is possible, and where would help be needed a lot of questions already, but what is what is your idea maybe for the next 2, maybe 5 years?
We have a lot of work to do. It's an interesting vision to think that we can take all the source metadata on Wikipedia projects or Wikimedia projects like Wikipedia, structure them, make them separable and usable. But we're still far from that. We're still at the point where we're creating structures in Wikidata that represent bibliographic metadata, just to represent what a book is. So I would say on a 2-year horizon, there's going to be a lot of project coordination, a lot of creation of workflows and understanding how to get to specific kinds of data. One of the sessions that I participated in here at the meeting was how does that coordination actually look, right? So we're looking at, all right, we need to have a better web presence. We need to have a better understanding for the people involved of what they're part of and why. And I think the way we've driven this from the beginning is a very light touch organization strategy, which is showing people the things that need to happen, but letting anyone who wants to work on whatever they want to work on jump in and work on it. My understanding, at least from the other people who are organizing with me, that that's still our strategy moving forward. Mm-hmm. I think long term, it's going to be up to the people involved. I would say probably in the next year or two, we will definitely open up to some more structure of getting actual projects listed, listing people who are in those projects, showing what the inputs and the outputs of those are so that there are then inputs to other projects that can be done, and specifying what the boundaries are within the space of where we're working so that other people that are interested can jump in and sort of expand the space. But beyond that level of sort of coordination, we don't have a plan yet for where it goes after that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. It's basically part of what the community basically wants out of this, right? Yeah. And regarding resources, so currently basically we're funded by different, or this event is funded by different foundations, mm-hmm. and Wikimedia itself has also certain, resources into this, but otherwise it's so far there's no funding. Are you looking for this in principle? Would you love to see this, or is it fine right now? I guess more resources sure. are usually useful. What is your opinion regarding this? So
it's a great question. More resources is usually useful, but what I've seen many times in my career is when there's something to gain, lots of people step in and try and take control of it. Mm-hmm. So I think that what we've done here with Wikisite is we've shown that lots of people are interested to work on these problems. Mm-hmm. It really does work to have this light touch model and have projects jump in and get things done. And we're not paying any of them. Mm-hmm. I think that, so the model we've used so far is that we've raised funds for specific purposes. We needed to have a meeting. After getting this started, we realized that there were a lot of people working in disparate parts of the world, and it would just work a lot better to have people in one room. I suspect that need will continue. I suspect we'll have another Wikisite meeting next year. And beyond that, if there are particular projects that we can't get done without funding, if there is a load of work to do in this coordination, then I think we may discuss going back to foundations or coming up with a way of funding that. But we've had no discussions about some sort of sustainability or revenue or even creating a separate organization to work on any of this. This is just how do we make citations within the Wikimedia community open and structured and separable.
Mm-hmm. And it's maybe also not a bad idea, or as you said, sometimes special or extra resources are maybe even contraproductive because people then enter without maybe an intrinsic motivation, right? Everybody here, you're pretty sure they are really interested in this topic and mm-hmm. really want to get this done. They do this as a hobby or as a side project or whatever, but it's not that you can make big money with this so far, right?
Absolutely. And we had a tremendous amount of interest to come to the conference, and we were so oversubscribed on talks that, I mean, we had between 50 and 60 people all say, I want to present a talk, and we could only fit in 16. And so we've had, I think, somewhere between 30 and 40 people come up and just give 5-minute lightning talks. Mm-hmm. And it's been amazing to see all of this work happening, coordinating around opening up this kind of data.
Yeah, I enjoyed it also a lot. It was very, there's so much energy in the whole community. Okay, Jonathan, do we have anything important to add? Any wishes, any statements?
I feel incredibly honored to have been part of this community, and I look forward to its future success.
Yes, and I'm also looking forward to the next Wikisite. And yeah, I guess we go back and talk to more people here, because this is also an important part, connecting with others and talking to them. Okay, thanks a lot, Jonathan, and talk to you soon.
Thank you.